The first international confab against US NATO bases addresses militarism. Unlike so much political discourse in the US, which is obsessed with the quixotic character of President Donald Trump, an international conference on US-NATO bases pierces the distracting fog to focus on continuity of US militarism, regardless of who sits in the Oval Office. These were the views of Roger D. Harris, board member of the 33-year-old anti-imperialist human rights organization named Task Force on the Americans, who is active with the campaign to end U.S.-Canadian sanctions against Venezuela. Stay with us, please. For the first time in the history of humanity, the technical means are at hand to eliminate poverty if resources were not diverted to making war. World hunger could be abolished with only a small diversion from military budgets. The only luxuries that so-called middle-class Americans would have to forego would be the Blue Angels air show and drone bombing wedding parties in West Asia and Afghanistan. Yet, military spending is expanding and with it, global poverty. On November 16th to 18th, some 300 peace activists representing over 35 countries gathered in Dublin, Ireland, for the first international conference against US-NATO military bases to address this tragic paradox of the technical ability to serve humanity and the political proclivity by the ruling circles in the West to do the opposite. Roger Cole of the Irish peace organization PANA identified the twin threats to humankind of global warming and global war, both driven by accelerating militarization. Ajamu Barakov, the U.S.-based Black Alliance for Peace, highlighted the reactionary role of the U.S. and its allies, which have by far the largest military expenditures in the world. The material basis for the absence of peace and the accelerating proliferation of military bases, in his words, is U.S. imperialism. Guantanamo, which has earned notoriety for American atrocities against detainees, was the first of the world network of U.S. foreign military bases, according to keynote speaker Dr. Aleida Guevara from Cuba, daughter of the late Che. Cuba opposes this violation of national sovereignty. Today, the U.S. possesses some 1,000 foreign military bases with troops stationed in over 170 countries. Australian Annette Brownlee of IPAN, that is the abbreviation for Intellectual Property Awareness Network, warned of a new Cold War. The recent U.S. National Security Strategy document focusing on great power confrontation signals open preparations for direct military confrontation with nuclear-armed Russia and China. David Webb of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament in the UK explained that the US is the only nation with nuclear weapons based outside its soil. US policy is to develop usable nuclear weapons in an enhanced first strike capacity. Missile defense, he reproved, is the shield for the sword of nuclear weapons. The purpose of missile defense is to protect the aggressor against the inevitable retaliation after a first nuclear strike. Margaret Flowers of Popular Resistance reported that the recent U.S. midterm elections brought in more congressional representatives with military or security state backgrounds. The duopoly of the two U.S. war parties is united in supporting an accelerated arms race. Well over half of the U.S. government's discretionary budget now goes to the military. The session on the environmental and health impacts featured testimony on toxic effects of military bases in Okinawa, the Czech Republic, and Turkey, the U.S. Department of Defense is the world's largest polluter. National Coordinator of the Irish Trade Union Federation and Secretary of the People's Movement, Frank Geoghegan, described the transformation of the European Union into a war project with the recent rush to create a single EU army. Hilda Figueiredo from the Portuguese Council for Peace and Cooperation and another activist from France warned that the drive for an EU army would transform all national military bases into NATO bases and would in effect allow nuclear bomb sharing. Margaret Kimberley of the Black Agenda Report chaired the Africa session. South African Chris Motalko and Kenyan Anne Otombo discussed the dependency of African states on foreign aid, which is used as a tool to facilitate the occupation of Africa by foreign militaries. Paul Pomfrey of Friends of Congo described the development of U.S. strategy in Africa, which has used African proxies to allow domination and extraction of valuable resources, such as coltan from Congo. Now the strategy also includes direct occupation by the U.S. military. George W. Bush established AFRICOM in 2008 with just a single acknowledged U.S. military base on the continent, followed by an explosion to some 50 bases and a military presence in practically every African nation under Obama. The session on Latin America and the Caribbean outlined the immediate threat of military intervention in Venezuela caught in the crosshairs of U.S. imperialism. Veteran Cuban peace activist Silvio Platero of MOVPAS condemned the continuing U.S. blockade of Cuba and the colonial status of Puerto Rico. Speakers from Colombia, now a NATO partner, Argentina and Brazil reported that their right-wing governments are cooperating militarily with the U.S. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Mairead McGuire from Ireland made an impassioned plea for all-out support of WikiLeaks whistleblower Julian Assange, our hero of truth, lest he die in a U.S. prison. The conference concluded on a high note of unity among the international peace forces. Conference coordinator Bahman Azad of the World Peace Council closed with a call to first educate and then mobilize. Actions are being planned in Washington, D.C. around the 70th anniversary of NATO on April 4th. Coincidentally, that is the date of assassination of Martin Luther King and of his famous speech a year before when he admonished the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today is my own government.